Okay, this is part 7 of the leadership series. And the name of this is Stir It Up. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to be a leader, you're going to lead by example. And you must be able to stir up yourself before you're going to get to stir up anybody else. Amen? If you can't stir yourself up, if you're lethargic, if you don't got nothing going on in your life, if you don't really live for God and you don't really care about the things of God, you can't stir nobody up in God. Amen? And I'm here to tell you today that one of the first things that you've got to do is get out of your pity parties, your woe is me-isms, and your excuse giving in life and become a person that quits giving excuses, that quits being in a pity party, and stirs up the gift that God has put in your life. We're going to go to 1 Timothy today, chapter 1. 1 Timothy 1. Now we're into what they call the leadership chapters in the Bible. Right? And it's direction to leaders. And I'm sitting here telling you today that each and every one of you in this room, whether you are even saved yet or not, is irrelevant to me. You must be taught the truth in order to lead. Alright? Now, when I say that, it's not that I don't care if you're saved or not. It just means that the Word of God does not ever return void. And if you made the sad mistake of stepping into this house, then you're going to get the Word of God morning, noon, and night, whether you're saved or not, until you run away or get saved. Amen? And that is my job. My job is not to walk around trying to impress you with me. My job is to try to teach you the truth of the Word. Now, I'm going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. All right? Now, in this chapter, Paul is talking to one of his disciples who he's trained to be a leader, whose name happens to be, guess what? Peter.
I haven't got that part yet.
What's the name of the book? Duh! Okay, so if Timothy was the one that Paul had discipled, and listen to what he says here. It says, therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Now, I'm going to stand here before you right now today and tell you that in order to be a leader, you must be trained in leadership. You must be underneath a man or a woman of God that shows you the truth of being a leader. And if you do not do these things, the chances of you becoming a great leader are pretty slim. Amen? I want you to understand today more than anything, what you need is you need somebody to teach you how to be a leader. Now, I talked to you about it to some degree in other Bible studies, like the end of Galatians 3. But I'm here telling you today that a man of God must pour into you so that you will get proper leadership techniques in your life. And without that happening, you're going to do a lot of stumbling. You're going to do a lot of wrong moves. And it would be God's will that by the time you get to be a leader, that you are trained. Amen? Now, why is it that everybody wants to start out on the top and make a bunch of mistakes and then go to the bottom and start again? I don't know. But I assure you, there is much more wisdom in you just accepting the teachings of a person that's been through there and applying it in your life. Amen? So, as you are taught things, then after a while, what's going to be happening is they are going to pray into your life and teach in your life the truth that you need, and then you are going to be sent out in the appointed time. And when you get sent out, you're no longer going to have somebody to cry on their shoulder. You're not going to have somebody that's going to be over there patting you on your back, telling you it's okay. You have got to stir up that thing that is inside of you to stay on fire by yourself to do that leadership role that God would have you to do in your life. Are you hearing me? You are going to have to learn to stir yourself up. Amen? Instead of having to go from preaching to preaching to preaching, you're going to have to learn how to dig down inside of you and stir up that which God has given you. Are you hearing me here today? You see, you that are going to be leaders are not going to be the one that people walks up to all the time and pats them on the back and says, you're going to be okay. You're going to be the one that everybody comes to with their problems. You're going to be the one that everybody's going to come to with their demises because of their wrong decisions in life. And you're going to have to be able to dig inside again and again and again and again to bring edification to those people so that they might indeed feel that touch of God and come towards them. Are you hearing me today? So you must stir it up. Alright? So it says in verse 7 that for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. As a leader, you must have a sound mind. Did you get that? And I assure you that you are not going to get that right away. That a sound mind means that you get the mind of Christ going on in you, which means you've got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I'm here to tell you today that you need to take and let that old stuff go so that you got room for the new stuff that God wants to put in. Are you hearing this? Because if you can't do that, then you're not going to be very happy with the end result of your best thoughts and ideas. All right? So it says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. You wait till you get sent out. Did you hear that? I said, you wait until you get sent out. You let God have His perfect work in you until the person that you are under tells you, okay, you're ready to go. Do you get it? Because if you don't, you're going to think you're ready, but in the end, you won't be ready at all. Amen? You're going to think you know more than that person. You're going to think that the Lord is talking to you, but you still probably have not understood the thing about timing that is so important in the work of God in this world today. Timing is everything in the Lord. I told you before that God gave me a vision of a lot of things when I was locked up. Does that mean that that vision was for then? No way! But day by day by day, week by week, month by month, God turned it around and showed me the truth and put me through all the different things that I needed in order to take and be prepared for the leadership position He was going to give me later on. Amen? All right. It says, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know what? You don't have to be sorry you're a Christian. Matter of fact, you better not be sorry you're a Christian. Matter of fact, you better learn justification in your life for being a Christian so that you can justify to others the hope of Jesus that's in your life. How are you going to be a leader if you can't lead anybody to the Lord? Amen? The whole kingdom of God is about winning the lost. And if you can't win nobody to the Lord, how are you going to be a leader? Are you getting this? Do not be ashamed of His testimony, but tell the truth and justify it to others that need to hear the truth. Amen? Okay. It says, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, His prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God. You're going to suffer for God. As a leader, you're going to suffer for God. Sometimes you're going to suffer in your own house. Right? You're going to. People aren't going to understand. Well, you're a Jesus freak. Well, you used to be okay. You used to go party. You used to go do this. You used to go do that. What's wrong with you? How come? You understand? You are going to be persecuted if indeed you become a real Christian and decide to take and put yourself into that leader position that God has planned for you. How many people know what I'm talking about? Huh? It's inevitable because the one that has changed is you, not those other people. Amen? So it says that who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. You have been called with a holy calling, which means that you need to become holy. Right? You have been called. So you must resemble that remark. You know the part about following God and doing those things. I'm talking about a leader. I'm talking about somebody that's supposed to know how to win others to the Lord. I'm talking about somebody that lives for God. If you don't live for God, nobody you ever talk to is ever going to live for God either. Most people are only going to go as far as the ones that they see around them representing what they expect. And they're only going to expect what they see. You got to rise up, people. Amen? You got to rise up. You got to get on top of the pile so that people can see the truth of God in you. Amen? I'm just telling you the truth. I'm talking about leadership. But I'm really talking about all of us are called to be leaders. All of us are called to be leaders. All of us. Amen? Okay. It says in verse 10, well, let me finish 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before time began. You know what? Your calling was determined before you were born. You need to find out what your calling is and you need to walk in it. Amen? But now it's been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. He's saying what his calling was. Do you yet know what your calling is? Are you yet walking in your calling? You see, a lot of us want to be leaders, but we don't know what our calling is yet. We want to lead, but we have no direction in our life. Amen? That is reserved for the appointed time. That's why I'm telling you, wait till you get sent out. You will be sent out. All right? For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day. What's He saying? God is sovereign. I believe God is sovereign. You got to believe God is sovereign. You got to believe everything that happens in your life, if you are striving to do the work of God, happens for a reason, and it is not to discourage you, to be encouraged, because God is going to have His perfect work in you. Amen? You as a leader got to be an upbeat person, not a downbeat. You got to be an encourager, not somebody that just rolls over the first time they don't get cookies quite the right temperature or something. Are you hearing me? Just because they don't get the check in the mail or something doesn't happen right. You've got to be the one that is steadfast in all those situations, no matter what they are, that you know that there is a reason for everything and you show that with your very life. Does that make sense? You know, I could be discouraged about a lot of things every day, but I am encouraged by the hope that lays within Christ Jesus. Amen. I am encouraged because I see God changing lives every day all around me. Does everybody change all the time? No way. But you see, it's like I said, if you're in this room and even if you aren't saved, the Word of God does not return void. I'm the guy that tells you that somebody spoke about Jesus to me once and 7 years later I got saved. Nobody can avoid the Word of God. sooner or later, it will take root and you will see within yourself great happening because of that seed that was planted, which is the Word of God. You must be a planter. Amen. You must be a person that speaks life into people, not death. You must be a person that above all tells people the truth and not your truth no more, but God's truth. You must become a truth speaker. And the only truth that is relevant is the Word of God. You must become a person that is knowledgeable in the Word of God. A student of the Word of God. Somebody that when they speak, people hear the Word of God coming out. Are you hearing me? I'm talking about a leader now. It is so important that you get this inside of you. A leader must be able to speak life to others because he is full of life. And you must be full of life. You get it? Your tank must be on full. You must feed yourself and make sure you stay full. Amen? I love this because he says in verse 13, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. You see, that's why it's so important to be taught by a leader. Amen? And not just any leader, but a leader in God that represents the things that are being spoken about in these two epistles. You must be taught by one that indeed is God-fearing and Holy Spirit-filled and walks in the power that God would have for all of us. Why? So that you also might receive that expectation of the power by impartation in your life. Did you hear that part where he said, the gift that was stirred up by the laying on of hands? You see, that is a biblical something that you need in your life, is you need an impartation of that gift through the laying on of hands to be a leader. What do you think happens when a person gets licensed? What's the next step? An ordination. Have you ever been to an ordination where people are prayed for and life is spoke into them? That is an impartation of the Holy Spirit by those that know Him to one that is being sent out. Are you hearing this? That is a leader. A leader is made by the fact that he submits and becomes who he's supposed to be. Okay? I'm going to go to chapter 2 now. It says, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ, not in yourself. You as a leader must be strong in the grace of God. What does that mean? That you lean on God in your everything and use your mind to think the least and use your spirit to know the most. You know, there's an animosity sometimes between intellectualism and the spiritual truth of God. Because the things of God do not make sense to an intellectual. But I am here telling you today, you need to make the spiritual person inside of you the strongest part, not your intellect. You must take your intellect and have it to change its mind if the Word of God says something different. You see, people, a leader must believe the whole truth and live in it and walk in it. How do you expect to get things? By getting a job and working? No. By asking your Father, who is more than able to supply your needs. You see, you've got to get to a place where you believe so you can show that to other new believers. Because if you don't believe in that, you cannot show other people that truth because you do not believe. You have got to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Because to be honest with you, most things you see will distract you from the truth that God is leading you towards. You have got to learn to see with spiritual eyes the truth. You have got to learn to listen with spiritual ears for God's voice to speak to you, because He will. If you are a leader, certainly God would give you directions. Wouldn't He? Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to give you a little tidbit that from my past. This last year here, what happened was, I was using a ranch out in the middle of nowhere somewhere. And I woke up one morning and I didn't even pray and ask God. And He just impressed upon me that this was the day I had to build bunks. Amen? How many people were here when that happened? What happened was, I got up that day and I said, no, we're not sending no more people to the ranch. We're done. Build bunks today. And we went into a building frenzy and we started building bunks. And about 1 or 2 o'clock that afternoon, a letter came to me saying that if I was going to send anybody to the ranch, it was going to cost me $100 a person. And how is it that I knew that? Except for the Lord speaks to His leaders. Amen? I didn't get a phone call. You understand? Nobody called me in the middle of the night and said, hey, Dominic, you got to do something. God, Jesus Christ, will speak to those people that will learn to listen. A leader has got to be listening. Are you understanding this? You see, all these things are things you learn. You were not born with spiritual ears. You were born with carnal ears. You hear the tinkling of bells. You hear MTV. You get it? You hear music. You hear this. You hear that. But when has it ever been in your life before God that you just fell down on your face and waited until He spoke? You can't stand the quiet. You must have noise all the time. But in the midst of all that noise, you are pushing out God. Are you hearing me? I don't allow little earphones on my people when they're walking around working. I tell them to speak to each other in psalms and hymns. Whether they do or not is up to them and their rebellious nature. Did you get that? But I bring a teaching, and the teaching is you must learn to listen to that small, still, quiet voice in order that you might hear what He has to say to you. I'm not going to ask you to raise hands, but you think about this. Those of you that are going to be leaders, do you listen for the voice of God? Because I'm going to tell you, He does not just speak to you in His Word, although He does. He will speak directly to you. Did you get that? Because you need specific instruction in order to be the leader of a ministry. Now, I'm not going to tell you that He's going to shout at you, although He shouted at me before. I was in the middle of big, stupid attacks. And He communicated directly with me. But I am going to tell you that God is your Father. And He is much better than any father you could ever have. And as a father, a good father, wouldn't you speak to your children? So are you going to tell me that God, the greatest father of all, refuses to speak and give direction to His children? But you got to learn to listen to hear. It is mandatory that you turn your ears towards God so that you can hear the truth. I remember the E.F. Hutton ad. They're all sitting in a restaurant. Lots of noise. I guess they're a stockbroker firm or something, right? And all of a sudden, the stockbroker from E.F. Hutton starts talking. And the whole room goes dead quiet. And you see these eyes all like, if you want to hear from God, you had better learn to take and tune up your spiritual ears and not pay so much attention to your carnal ones. Are you hearing me? You have got to have a quiet time with God every day. You get that? Without that quiet time, you're not going to know what to do. Because God can't talk to you because you're too busy on the phone. You're too busy listening to the records. Or I guess it's CDs now. I'm sorry. I'm a little dated, I guess. You know? But I'm telling you today that you have got to have quiet time to hear what God wants to say. And a leader must hear from God. You must hear from God. Or else you are not His leader. You getting this? You got to stir these gifts up. And we are all called to be leaders. So we must be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. What's it saying? If you're a leader, you must be a teacher. You must teach what you have been taught. A leader is a teacher. Sometimes you're a teacher of one. If you're a mom, you're a teacher of how many kids you got. That is your biggest responsibility. Or dad, of course. You understand? But a leader is a teacher. You must be a teacher. It says, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus. Don't roll over and don't quit. A leader cannot roll over and a leader cannot quit. If you quit, everybody underneath you is going to quit. So you will not just be responsible for your demise, but you will be responsible for their demise also. I knew a guy that had a church with over 7,000 members, and he blew it bad. How bad, Dominic? Bad. I'm not a gossip. You get it? And he ran. And out of those 7,000 people, I think about 6,000 backslid. Why? Because the leader left. Amen? And he didn't give a rip about the people. All he cared about was himself. And he wanted out of that situation. So he bailed all the way out. And the consequence was ugly. Are you hearing that? You got to be able to endure. What does that mean? It's going to get tough sometimes. Amen? But you got to determine and purpose inside yourself that you're going to do whatever it takes. You know when things get tough? I'm like an old bull. I just start digging in. When people come against me, I got nothing to say. I just keep standing in the same spot. I'm not giving up one stinking inch for nobody. Amen? My God will come to my rescue. Amen? And I fight my battles on my knees. And if you have Christ in you, Christ has not given you a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And you can overcome through Christ. You see, a leader knows and practices the Word of God. Amen? It says, no one engaged in warfare. Now, how many people know if you're a leader for God, you're going to be in warfare? Come on now. There's light and there's dark, and they're continually battling. Amen? See, we have that, so we got to battle every day. Darkness. Darkness is all around. But it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life. What does that mean? Don't create your own traps. Amen? Sometimes people go out and they set their own booby traps. Right? They'll sit there if they're a guy and they'll stare at a girl too long and they'll let their mind wander. Are you getting it? And when that mind wanders, the very seed of sin begins. You must guard your minds. Ladies, will be serving God. And you know, I've seen it both ways, and there isn't no either side that's right. Ladies will sit there and be doing good, loving God, on track, everything. And they'll see this one guy, and it's just like you never taught them nothing at all. They go right out the car. Why? Because the seed gets planted, and they dwell on that seed, and they cultivate that seed. You have to be careful always. Are you hearing me today? You got to be careful who you run into, who you meet, who you talk to, who is your confidant. A leader, above all, must be careful. Is this making sense to you so far? Are you getting it? See, the Bible is real, people. It gives specific directions so that you might understand the truth. You got to apply it to your life, though. There is a warning here in verse 5. It says, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. You are not going to be successful as a leader if you break God's rules. Amen? It is inevitable that your sin will be revealed. It is inevitable that it will be exposed. You must daily confess all sin and let God wash you. And you must watch what you think and how you think so that God can take care of you. You must not lie to yourself. How many people know that we lie to ourselves? We lie to ourselves. Oh, nobody will notice. Nobody cares. Billy Bob and Jilly Sue do it. Why can't I too? Are you hearing me? And those very thoughts and that manner of thinking will lead you to your own demise. Are you understanding today? It says, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. You're not going to make it as a leader unless you walk tall and straight. Amen? I'm here to tell you today that I'm going to go now to verse 19 of 2 Timothy 2. And I'm going to end on this state for now. It says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. You cannot be a leader in God unless you are His and His alone. Amen? It says, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You got to turn away from your sin. Amen? I talked about it today. You got to be free. Right? You got to be free. It says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. It says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. What am I telling you today? You know what, people? You that are going to be leaders, and that's all of you, you must submit to the authority of a man or a woman of God in your life. You must become accountable to them. You must learn to ask them for direction in everything you do with your life, because they are assigned over you to help you to get through the labyrinth of trash in this world so that you might be cleansed from that old vessel and become that new one that is useful to God. And I'm here to tell you today that you need to wait until you're set before you go. You need to let God have His perfect work and not get antsy. Why is it, people? Why is it that we always got time to do it right the third time, but we very seldom got time to do it right the first time? Which one takes longer? The one that rushes through the first time and the second time and has to come back the third time, or the one that just takes their time, learns about caution, makes themselves a student of the Word of God, learns how to apply it to their life, learns how to teach, learns how to preach, learns how to lead, and then goes out and does it with their life? Which one is going to be the greater leader? The one that takes the time to prepare himself or herself to be a leader. You know, I'm going to end on this note. There are many people in this room that have a gift for great leadership. And all of you have a gift for leadership. Are you hearing me here today? But you have got to learn how to stir it up so that when you're down and out, you can reach down inside and pull it up. But I'm here telling you today that of all the things that I know, you must purpose in your heart to let God have His perfect work. Do not think for a moment with your frail, finite human mind that you can outthink the God of infinite wisdom. You are never going to cut a corner in God and get away with it. When?
Never.
Purpose in your heart to take everything that you get and learn how to apply it in your life. And listen to the people that God has put over you so that in that appointed time, you are perfectly equipped for the job that God wants you to do. Today, I want you to ask yourself, are you ready to be a leader? Go to your mirror and be honest with the one that looks at you. I think, in fact, that if we would do that and be honest about it, then most of us would say that there's some areas in my life I still must work on. Get your foundational works done first. Amen? Before you think you're going to teach anybody about the spiritual things of God. Build your foundations. Lay your foundations right. And when you get your foundations right, then you can build a great house as a leader. But without that foundational work completed in you, you are a house built on sand. And when the storm comes, you'll fall. But you see, know with leadership comes greater responsibility. And know that if you're a leader and you fall, you're taking people with you. So be prepared to do the long walk thing, not the short timer thing. Because you know what, people? We need leaders in Christ that are determined and purposed to do great things for God. But more than that, we need leaders that have been properly raised up and taught how to do great works for God. You think about it. Because in the end, I am talking to you. Yes, it's the one that you're sitting in that place. Because each of you have been called to be a leader. You can't run and you can't hide. Amen? So let God have His perfect work so you can become a great leader. Amen?
Amen.
Father, I love you, God. Let it be today that in this place absolutely feels the touch of your presence. And Lord, let your Holy Spirit operate in such authority that every person here gets the desire to go through whatever it takes in order to be a leader for you. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said,